Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs & Stratton dealer.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle 2. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, October 31st. 80% ground beef, 10-pound tube, $2.99 a pound. Chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip, $8.99 a pound. Bone-in pork chops, $1.79 a pound. And 10-pound russet potatoes, $3.99 a bag. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Live from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, just minutes away from the first serve for the first of three matches tonight for the Holton Wildcats here at the Class 4A State Championship Tournament. I'm Brandon Tamman. Jake Spaulding is our studio producer. The Wildcats and the Thunderbirds of Circle getting ready to duke it out here in the first of three pool play matches. Holton is the number seven seed coming into this 18 field. The Wildcats enter with a record of 25-15. Now, when you look at Circle, they are one of the best in the state. The number two seed in this field, they come in with a record of 33-5. Holton got here by beating Parsons and Rock Creek in their sub-state matchups. And you look at Circle, they got here by defeating Chapman and Pratt in their pool play matches. For the Holton Wildcats, this is their first trip to the state tournament since 2019. That year, they went 0-3 in pool play, losing to Nickerson, Lewisburg, and Andale. This is their seventh trip overall in volleyball, and their best finishes have been fourth-place finishes. That was back in 2004, 2011, and also 2017. Some highlight players for the Wildcats. Cora Miller, a Jamestown signee, a senior, missed part of the year with an injury, but is averaging 14 digs per set and has over 1,000 in her career. Wren Dieters, another key piece for this Wildcats team, leading the team in kills, coming in at 295. Elizabeth Schuster has a team-high 80 blocks and is second in kills with 252. And freshman Tinley Wilson has put together a solid freshman campaign, 241 kills, 253 digs, and 38 aces. For the two seed in the Thunderbirds of Circle, they got two of the best players they have had in their school's history. A pair of seniors, Reagan Smith, and also you have Jacqueline Corcoran. Corcoran is the all-time kills leader at Circle, 338 this season, 1,159 in her career. Again, the all-time kills leader for the Thunderbirds, and then Reagan Smith, the 5'2 senior. She is the all-time assist leader at Circle. She had 855 coming into this tournament, 2,791 assists in her four-year career. Holton is coached by Crystal Bontrager, 18 years with the school, second year as the head coach. And Circle's got a good one, too. Their head coach is Shelly Nybarger, Nybarger won her 900th career game during the state tournament last year. Circle back here for a third straight year, fourth time in the last 5 years. T-Birds got third place last year, falling to Andale in the semifinals before beating Lewisburg for that third place finish. Teams are lining up on the floor. The black uniform shaded with white and blue for the Holton Wildcats. Thunderbirds will have their blue tops and black shorts. They have yellow numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in white and black. As we sit here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, here in the first set, Holton will hit from right to left. Circle will bounce back from left to right. The first of three pool play matches. Victories already in the first round games, or I should say the first games of the night. Andale and McPherson already with wins under their belts. And Holton again, you look to get two out of three to make sure you advance yourself to the semifinals, which will take place tomorrow afternoon. So a monster first one. These two teams, kind of familiar with each other. They played in a semifinal at a Wamego tournament back on September 23rd. Circle got the win, 14-25. And 16-25. So a second meeting between the T-Birds and Wildcats. This time a lot more on the line. The first of three matches underway for the Holton Wildcats. And here we go. It is Catherine Etzel, the junior, who will serve for Holton. And from right to left we go. And it's quickly out. She hit it too long. And just like that, Circle, via a service error, is going to have a 1-0 lead. On the other side, it's Clearwater, the number one seed against the eight seed in Bishop Miege. Keep you updated on that one as well. 1-0 Circle, just getting going well, defended by Circle that time. Jacqueline Corcoran, the all-time kills leader with a defensive stop, and a 2-0 Circle lead here early. And a service error this time. That's Caitlin Paul, a 5'9 junior, who quickly comes out via a substitution, so the Wildcats getting their first one on the board, trailing 2-1. Wildcats with a record of 25-15. They finished third place in the Big 7 behind Nemaha Central and Perry Lecompton. Here's Tenley Wilson to serve it. Does so kindly. Now they'll set it up for the all-time kills leader Corcoran, but well defended here by the Wildcats. Here's Miller the set. Dieter's a spike. Well defended. This time Emerson Haskins for Circle. Now Dieter's with a nice play. Gets it right back, send it over on a free ball. Best rally so far here, 2-1. Circle lead and set number one. Wildcats have it front left. Eaters has to just slap it across. Good job by the libero and Brianna Paul. And Paul couldn't get it back across. It hits the net, falls to the floor, and the Wildcats tie it at 2-2. By far and away the best rally between the first 4 points. We have split and a 2-2 tie. Here's Tenley Wilson, another serve, kind of a low liner. Circle gets it to the front of the net, taps it across. Wildcats were there to defend it, now just kind of scrambling to get it back across, and they do. Push it back to the near side, Circle does, and they'll get the point. Kill shot there by Taylor Russell, a 5'9 junior. And Circle's lead is 3-2. Again, these two played September 23rd at the Wamego Invitational. It was a semifinal matchup, and Circle got the win, 25-14 and 25-16. Here's the serve by the T-Birds. Holton wants to set it up. Rendeeter, spike, tipped in the air. Circle defends it well. Now Corcoran, another kill shot. She gets a lot of hype, but well defended here by the Wildcats. Dieters again, a free ball, sends it over the hands of the front line. Now Circle again. Corcoran, spike, and is well defended by Cora Miller as she kept it alive. Dieters on a free ball sends it across, and it's mishit on the back line. What a dig by Cora Miller off the hands of Corcoran, the all-time kills leader at Circle. And Miller earning that point hard for the Wildcats, and we're tied at 3-3. Speaking of Miller, she'll serve. Jamestown signee in her senior year, and it's going to be an ace. The libero getting it done, and Holton takes their first lead at 4-3 here in the opening set. Miller hitting from right to left, stands more to the right side of the floor, low liner, well defended by the back line for Circle. Now on a free ball, sending it over. Wildcats want to set it up. Near side, Ren Dieters, little finesse shot, well defended. Rejected by Gracie Tucker, a 5'9 sophomore, right back into the face of the Holton front line. And a 4-4 tie, Circle getting that one. Here's Taylor Russell to serve, sends it through with the left hand, and Miller able to keep it alive, gets it right back, slaps it across on a free ball. Circle, Corcoran's way, little finesse. Wildcats played it well, good defense by Etzel. Now Dieters on a slap, but too strong, and Dieters thought it was deflected. My angle, it didn't look like it, and the officials agree. It was too long, not touched, and it's 5-4 circle. Miller digs this one out. There's a spike on the backside. An attempt this time by Cyphers wasn't there. Now Dieters sends it over. Circle playing it well on the back line. Corcoran again. Spike, it's in. It's out. Tried to play it to the back near corner and a little bit too strong. And back and forth we go. A 5-5 tie here in the opening set. Here's a freshman in Reagan Watkins who's going to check in here for Holton. Also checking in will be Lorna Smith, a senior setter. A little bit of a line change here for the Wildcats and head coach Crystal Bontrager. Also in for Circle is Hadley Bourne, a 5'5 junior on the back line. So a 5-5 tie here in set one. Both teams, fresh faces on the floor. And Smith, who just checked in, will serve it here from right to left for the Wildcats. Sends it through with the right hand. Circle on the back line, pushing it front middle. Now an extra effort. Good shot there by the all-time assist leader for the T-Birds. And Reagan Smith caught the front line off guard. Easy point there for the Thunderbirds. Circle 6-5. Looked like she was getting ready to set it for Corcoran. Instead, caught the Wildcats off guard. Just tapped it finessely over and right into the open part of the defense. Here's Watkins on a third try, but a good diving effort by the back line for Bourne to keep it alive for the T-Birds. Wildcats get it back. Dieters, spike it in. Buried it into the back left corner. Kill shot by the senior, Ren Dieters, and a 6-6 tie. Sadie Gross, a junior checking in, will serve for the Wildcats. Fantastic wrestler as well. A state-ranked wrestler from last season. Now serves it with the left hand, sends it across. Dug up nicely by Paul the Libero. There's a spike, well defended by the Wildcats, but they get it back on their end. And Schuster sends it across. T-Birds ready for it. Here's a spike by Paul, and it's down. So they push it to the front, far side left. And Paul, all 5'9 of her, able to get up and just get it back over the net and down in between an open spot of the Wildcat defense. Circle's lead is 7-6. We have alternated the last five. Wildcats setting it up far side. Watkins spike, and that's against the net. That's going to be a point and a violation against the T-Birds. Wildcats get the point, 7-7. Defensive specialist Emma Summers, a senior, is going to check in and serve here for Holton. A 7-7 tie here in set one. First of three pool play matches here tonight. She'll send it across the right hand. Corcoran digs. They want it Corcoran's way. And there is off the face of Gross. And Gross somehow not going to keep it alive. And now she does. It was hit back to her off a deflection. Now Circle's got it. Finesse shot up and down. Lauren Swilly, a 5'7 sophomore, with the point there for the T-Birds. 8-7, continuing to alternate points. Quickly back in, Cora Miller, the senior libero for the Wildcats. This will be the all-time assist leader for Circle, Reagan Smith, serving from left to right. T-Birds, the number two overall seed at 33-5. Here's Schuster blocked. Miller, though, there on the back line, keeping it alive. There's a spike. Another well-defended play by Circle's defense. Corcoran on the back line. And there's a spike. Holton able to play it. Now on a third try, sent across by Tenley Wilson. Now Circle wants Corcoran. Instead, Paul. And a battle up against the net and a whistle. I think they call a lift here, and they do. So a lift against the T-Birds. And the Wildcats get the point, 8-8. That is eight straight points. We have alternated sides. So it was 4-4. Each team have gone back and forth for four more. And we're tied 8-8. Here's Etzel to serve. It's a near ace, but dug up by Corcoran on the back line. Circle with the finesse shot across. Not getting it this time. Schuster keeps it alive. Gross sends it across with the left hand on a free ball. Circle scrambling. Now this time it's Paul. Not much behind that kill shot. Here's a kill shot for the Wildcats. Corcoran sticks her left hand out to save it, keeps it alive. Paul again, and she puts this one down. Caitlin Paul, the 5'9 junior. A nice rally between the two, and that was really well done by Corcoran on the back line to stick her left hand out to keep it alive, saving a point for the T-Birds, and now 9-8 is our score. Continuing to alternate. Who's going to break that trend? Serve for the T-Birds, a near ace, but Gross down to a knee to pick it up, and now there it is. I think they call lift here against Holton, and they do. A violation breaks that trend of alternating points. Now Circle's lead is 10-8. Miller on the back line just has to push it across with the right hand. Circle now has it. Push it here to the near side. A swat attempt is down by Taylor Russell, and the back line for the Wildcats. Little confusion there. Couldn't get there in time. And now three straight points for the T-Birds. And their lead over the Wildcats here in set one is 11-8. Here are the Wildcats on the defensive end. There's the set. There's the spike, and it's put down. Tinley Wilson, the freshman, gets one back, 11-9. Stops a little three-score streak there for the T-Birds. Both teams will send in subs. For the Wildcats, they bring back on Rin Dieters, front left on the line. And Tinley Wilson, who just got that point, will go back to serve for the Wildcats. Circle 11, Holton 9, here in set one. Wilson sends it across. T-Birds want Corcoran. They set it up far side. Spike attempt, pushed up in the air. Good defense on the back line this time by Wilson. Now the T-Birds, they push it to the front center. Corcoran again. Spike attempt, buried in the back left corner. The all-time kills leader for the Thunderbirds getting another. And it's 12-9. Four of the last five have gone to Circle. This will be Lauren Swilly, a 5'7 sophomore. Spins it in the left, lifts and fires through with the right hand. Wilson sends it. Rendeeter spike blocked in the air. And they're going to say under the net, a violation against Circle. They defended it well, but the point will go to the Wildcats. And it's 12-10. Schuster back onto the floor for Holton. Summers gets a breather. Cora Miller will go back to serve. Miller swipes her right arm through it. A lot of heavy pace behind it, but Circle ready for it. Now Corcoran's spike attempt. Defended well by Holton's back line. Now Schuster with the finesse shot. T-Birds play it well. Corcoran sends it across. Wildcats get it back. There's Schuster again. Battle right now at the net, and Schuster's going to win this one, but Circle able to get it back across on a third try. Schuster again, middle of the floor, spike attempt, out of play, but it was deflected by the T-Birds, and a long, lengthy possession there. Elizabeth Schuster, the junior with the point for the Wildcats. They're back to within one. It's 12-11. Miller again in her spike against the net. Her spike, I should say, serve. And a free one there for the T-Birds. 13-11 the Circle lead. Neither team has had a lead bigger than three in this opening set so far. Circle scrambling, but somehow get it across on a free ball. Wildcats turn. Push it far side. Schuster, spike deflected, tipped in the air. Good job by Smith. And now Corcoran gets a spike. Schuster rejects it. Goes right back to Corcoran, though. Here's a little finesse shot, diving effort, pushed around a couple of times, and it's sent back across by Tinley Wilson. Here's Corcoran. Spike attempt. It's in there. A couple good defensive plays by the Wildcats front line, but Corcoran, you give her one too many opportunities, you figure the all-time kills leader is going to ultimately get one, and she does there. Circle 14, Holton 11. A near ace. And the Wildcats on the back line with Wilson. Schuster up against the net. And it's well defended again by Corcoran. And Crystal Bontrager wants a timeout. Largest lead here for Circle in the opening set. 15-11 over the Wildcats. We pause for 30. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
From the Hutchinson Sports Arena, the Class 4A State Volleyball Championship Tournament, match number one for the Holton Wildcats, taking on the two seed in circle. We're in set number one out of the first timeout. That was called by the Wildcats. Circle, they have scored the last three. It is 15-11 T-Birds. And here's a serve, and it's out. A service there. It was close. Taylor Russell, and a free point there for the Wildcats, makes it 15-12. This is a crucial portion of this first set. Can the Wildcats continue to keep it close? A couple subs in as Lorna Smith will check back in and will serve here for the Wildcats. Circle 15, Holton 12, set one. First of three matches tonight for the Wildcats here at the state tournament. A near ace. It's deflected out of play. And it is Lorna Smith, of course, with the serve there. It was deflected a couple times, and Circle couldn't get it back over. 15-13. Back-to-back points out of that timeout for the Wildcats. Corcoran digs this one out. They want to set it up for Corcoran. Spike deflected in the air. Cora Miller keeps it alive. Third hit has to be pushed across. Does so by Schuster. Now Circle. Corcoran again. Her spike is deflected in the air by Tinley Wilson. Now Dieter's on a spike, and she airmailed it. It was set up well for Wren Dieter's. Just got under it a little much and went long. 16-13 Circle. Jacqueline Corcoran, the all-time kills leader, will serve. Line drive serve, defended by Wilson. They set it up to the front. Watkins spike, not much behind it. Circle plays it well. Here's Paul, spikes this one. Cora Miller sends it back across. Now the T-Birds have an opportunity. Corcoran back middle, her spike, pushed up by Wilson. Schuster here to the near side. Dieter swiping the right arm through. Good rally. Now they set it up front middle, and the spike is put down. That is Gracie Tucker. They set it up beautifully for the 5'9 sophomore. T-Birds get that one, 17-13 their lead. Corcoran again will serve. The four-point lead here in the first set. Wilson the dig. Here's the set. Watkins the spike into the net. They had it set up with the bump set spike combo, but the spike was not there. For the freshman Reagan Watkins into the net, 18-13. That circle creating a little separation here late in this first set. Corcoran again. Wilson on the back line, pushing it. Now Miller, middle of the floor, just has to send it back over. Corcoran digs. They want to set it up for her. This time it's Paul. Her spike. Cora Miller with a nice dig. Here is Dieter's left side. Her spike is down to the back right corner. Nobody there for the T-Bird defensive line. And that time Wren Dieter's makes it 18-14. Dieter's out after the kill. Sadie Gross is in. She will serve. 18-14, the circle lead here, set one. Gross, the lefty, swings it through. Corcoran, they push it. Paul's side, short left. Her spike is too long. Another point for the Wildcats, 18-15. They're back to within three. Gross, another opportunity. She stands middle of the floor. Quick stoppage of play. And we're back to it. And Gross with the serve. Circle sets it up. Kind of miss hit on the set. Just has to be sent across. Gross. Backside. Watkins. Her spike is down. The freshman, Reagan Watkins, redeeming herself and a little momentum for the Wildcats and a timeout for the T-Birds. Three straight for Holton. They're within two. 18-16, set one. We pause for 30. Back after this on KNZA.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
Back out of the timeout, 18-16 our score. Good rally between the two. Set number one here, match one for the Wildcats. There's the set, and there's the spike for Tinley Wilson. Got it from the senior Watkins. Four straight, 18-17. Holton is within one. This is the 7-seed Wildcats against the 2-seed T-Birds. Here's Gross with another serve. And Gross with a diving save to keep this one alive. Sent across by Wilson on a free ball. Here's Paul. Not much behind it. Deflected a couple times. Gross can't get there, and the T-Birds get that one. That stops the run of four straight for the Wildcats. Circle's lead is 19-17. I'd mentioned earlier about Reagan Watkins making a couple nice plays. She is a senior, not a freshman. Apologies on that. That was my bad. This is a pretty heavy senior class for the Wildcats and a big opportunity here at the state tournament. And there's a kill for Caitlin Paul. Makes it 20-17 circle. Back-to-back points here for the T-Birds. And Crystal Bontrager wants another timeout. So a big-time stretch here. Down the home stretch of set one. 20-17 circle with the lead over Holton. Another 30. Back after this on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Set one and match one. Holton and Circle. Right now the T-Birds out of the timeout. 20-17. They serve it from left to right. Cora Miller pushing it to the front of the net. There's the set and there's the spike. And Reagan Watkins puts that one into the net. And a big point for the T-Birds. Their lead is 21-17. After Holton went on a run of four straight to get to within one, Circle has scored the last three to get it back to four. Miller backing up to keep this one alive. Here's Wilson, the freshman, sends it across. Nearly caught Reagan Smith off guard, but she sets it up for Corcoran. Sends it across. Gross with the dig. And Miller back middle spikes it down. Corcoran the set. They want to set it up for. This time it's Paul. Her spike well defended. And waiting on the call, and I think the Wildcats got the point. Not sure what the call was. Regardless, a big point for Holton. They get to within three. It's 21-18. A big stretch here. Emma Summers will go back to serve. Sends it across. Corcoran, they want to set it up. This time it's Paul. Her spike dug up nicely. Good job on the back line by Summers. Wilson again, the freshman, puts it down. It's in! Tinley Wilson, big time hit for the freshman. And it's 21-19. Wildcats back to within two. Set one, match one, coming down the home stretch. Circle with a two-point lead. This one tapped across. Oh, nice play. That was Lauren Swilly, who caught the front line for the Wildcats off guard, found the open spot with the finesse, and it's 22-19. Reagan Smith, the all-time assist leader for Circle, will serve. Sends it across at the right hand. Push to the front of the net. Here's Wilson again on a spike. Tipped in the air. Corcoran's there. Circle now an opportunity. They push it near side. Spike well defended but out of play. Circle gets the point. It was well defended by Tinley Wilson but couldn't keep it inside the line. And it's now 23-19. Circle two away from finishing the first set. Smith with the serve. Sends it across. Wildcats push it to the backside. Watkins just out too long. Had it set up perfectly, tried to go to the back left corner, but just airmailed it too much. And it's now set point here for the two-seed T-Birds. 24-19, their lead against the Wildcats. And their fans get on their feet. And it's an ace. And Reagan Smith ends it. Her circle here in set number one, as it's 25-19. Circle with the win against the Wildcats here. In set number one. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and set number two is coming your way next, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmers State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you will be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Holton. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Brandon Salmon back with you. Jake Spaulding, our studio producer from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Class 4A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. Match 1-3 for the Holton Wildcats, and now they need set 2 here against 2-seed Circle. Thunderbirds pulling away 25-19 to beat the Wildcats in set number 1. Lining up the rosters here for the Wildcats and the T-Birds. On the other side, the top seed Clearwater leading Bishop Miege. They got set points 24-20 over the 8-seed Bishop Miege. But here we go. It is Circle and Holton. Set 2, match 1. Wildcats need it to keep this one going. Right at the front of the net, Corcoran has to push it across. Here's Cora Miller on the back line. They push it to the front. Tinley Wilson spikes it, but into the net. And just like the first set, T-Birds get the first point. This will be Caitlin Paul, a 5'9 junior, to serve. Sends it across for the T-Birds. It's an ace. Kind of like an outfielder, Cora Miller backing up, kind of misread it, and it had a lot of dip on it, tried to dive forward. And an ace there for Paul makes it 2-0 in favor of the T-Birds. Thunderbirds 33-5, and there's a nice finesse shot for the Wildcats to get on the board. That was Faith Jenner, right front middle. Makes it 2-1. This will be Tinley Wilson to serve, an impressive freshman who's had a great freshman year. 240-plus kills, 250-plus digs, also 38 aces coming into this state tournament. She'll send it across. Circle wants to set it up for Corcoran, the all-time kills leader, and it was dug up by Miller. Third try, keeps it alive, and somehow they get it across. That was saved by Edsel to keep it alive. And Miller on the back line. This time it's put down by Taylor Russell. Miller's taking a beating back there. That back middle part of the line for the Holton defense. And the T-Birds get the point there. 3-1 is their lead. The Wildcats need this second set to force the third. T-Birds won the first set 25-19. Here's the serve from left to right. Wildcats push it to the front of the net. Here's Dieters off the top of the net. Diving effort by the back line. And then slapped across by Russell. Miller pushing it near side. Dieters again spikes it into the net. The second time we've seen her do that here. And four of the first 5 points here in set 2 have gone to Circle. Holton and McPherson will play immediately after this one. And then they'll have a break. The Wildcats will. Before their final matchup later on tonight, as the Wildcats get a point there. Once again, it was Faith Jenner with a nice little finesse shot front middle, finding that open spot in the defense, makes it 4-2. And Cora Miller will go back to serve. Jamestown signee. Corcoran, Smith, back to Corcoran. Her spike well defended and dug up there by Miller. Tapped across by Dieters. Battle at the net. And it's still popped into the air. Circle has it on the left side. Corcoran slaps it across with the right hand. Here's Miller now for Holton. Dieters spiked. Well defended. Miller pushing it back to the right side middle. Free ball sent over by the Wildcats. They want Corcoran. No, this time there's the spike. This one dug up by Cyphers. And a good rally between these two. Smith, far side. Slapped across. Not much behind it this time by Corcoran. Wildcats get it back. Dieters spiked. Tipped in the air. Circle getting it back, kind of scrambling for it. They get it to the front of the net, and it's sent across on a third try. Wildcats again, Schuster spike, tipped in the air, diving effort. Good defense on the back line by Brianna Paul. Now the Wildcats get it back. Might be the longest rally so far in this entire match. Here's Miller with a spike. That's a good dig on the back line by Haskins. Now Corcoran again spikes it. Miller digs this one out. Hit back into play. Miller gets it across, and we're still going. Circle to the far side. Here's Corcoran again. It's dug up this time. Sent back across by the Wildcats. Incredible rally. Here's another tap across. Wildcats are ready for it. Here's Dieters near side left. Schuster short-armed it into the net. Oh, goodness me. That was an incredible rally. And it was set up, and Schuster tried the finesse touch with the left hand and just couldn't get it over. 5-2 after all that, the Circle lead. Here's Miller pushing it to the front of the net. Here's Etzel tipped in the air. Now Circle gets it back. They want Corcoran. Spike. Good dig. Can Holton keep this one in play? They do, and Wilson sends it across. They want Corcoran again. Why not? The all-time kills leader, and she'll get one. Corcoran again, a kill shot. 6-2 is the Circle lead. And the T-Birds looking good here. The two seed coming into the 18 field. And a service error set too long by Taylor Russell, getting the Wildcats a freebie. And 6-3 now the score. Senior Reagan Watkins coming back in. And we will also see Lorna Smith back in for the Wildcats as well. Circle 6, Holton 3. Set number 2. T-Birds won the first set 25-19. Again, you look at Circle. Third straight year they've been here at the state tournament, fourth time in the last 5 years. This is Holton's first trip since 2019. And I think they called Holton under the net. And it's a point for Circle now. 7-3 is their lead. And Jacqueline Corcoran will serve. And way too long. Knew it right off the jump. And another free point. Wildcats will take them any way they can get them. Here at a must-win set. Here's Sadie Gross back onto the floor. She'll serve. 7-4 Circle, set 2. T-Birds won the first set, 25-19. Here's Gross. Sends it across with the left hand. Back left it goes. Corcoran sets it up. They want to get it back to Corcoran. Spike attempt is in there. Nice little 1-2 give and go. And Corcoran with the kill shot again makes it 8-4. Double up lead here for the T-Birds. Brianna Paul, the freshman libero, will serve here. For Circle. Miller able to get it across on a free ball. Circle setting it up. Far side of the net. Here's Paul with the spike. Dug up by Miller and tapped across. Nicely done by Smith, but this time Circle was ready for it. They have to send it across on a free ball. Battle at the net. T-Birds get it back. Here's Corcoran again. Oh, my goodness. Corcoran from the back middle to the back right. Couldn't have placed it any better. 9-4 T-Birds. Timeout, Holton. We'll step aside for 30. Back after this on KNZA.
The Holton Wildcats are back at state volleyball. The Cats have made it to Hutch, with big plays being made at the net.
Blocked right back down. That's Schuster.
And the ability to keep the ball alive.
Off the deflection, a diving save by Miller. Nice diving save by Miller for the Cats. Now Miller from the back row on the third hit gets it over.
And don't forget about the ability for the Cats to attack.
Holton digs it out. Over to Dieters, who puts it down.
Congratulations to the Holton Wildcats for making it to the state volleyball tournament once again. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
Kansaland Radio.
We continue our coverage from Hutchinson, Kansas, the Hutchinson Sports Arena Class 4A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. I'm Brandon Tabman. Jake Spaulding, our studio producer tonight. Of course, you got playoff football, and there's a lot going on. State cross-country meets tomorrow as well. That really fun time of the year, and of course, we got our coverage here in Hutch. State Volleyball Tournament. The Wildcats in a must-win set here against the two-seed Circle Thunderbirds. 25-19, Circle won the first set. 9-4 the Circle lead here as we battle back and forth in set two. Nice dive there by Gross to keep it alive. Tenley Wilson, her spike, not much behind it. Corcoran there. They want to set it up for Corcoran. They fake it to her. Paul spike. Miller digs it out. Now Gross just sends it over on a free ball. Corcoran back middle. Smith trying to get another assist. The all-time assist leader for this Circle T-Bird squad. Tenley Wilson rejected at the net. That's Lauren Swilly, a sophomore, with the rejection. And it's 10-4 Circle. Some underclassmen getting it done here for the T-Birds. Here's the serve. It's a near ace, but Gross going down to a knee to get it. Now Miller on a third try sends it over. Too long. Four straight now for the T-Birds. Their lead is 11-4. Another serve by Circle. Here's Gross. Kind of misarmed it and able to somehow keep it alive, but no, it went behind the line and out of play, and another point for the T-Birds. Five straight. 12-4. Circle in control here now. Set two. Another serve by the freshman libero and Brianna Paul. Here's Watkins. Sends it across. Corcoran. Sends it high into the air. Paul sends it across. Miller to the front for Holton. And spiked down by Schuster. Big point for the Wildcats. A junior middle hitter, Elizabeth Schuster, makes it 12-5. Stops around five straight there for the T-Birds. She'll come out. Emma Summers, defensive specialist, will come in to serve. And the Wildcats come back, make a push here in set two. They trail 12-5. Corcoran down to her knees to get that one. They set it up for her, but it's tapped across, and somehow it was kicked in the air. Miscommunication between the lines for the Wildcats, and what could have been a missed hit for Circle turns into a point for them. 13-5 their lead. They get the serve back with Reagan Smith and the 5-2 senior all-time assist leader. Pretty wild when you have two seniors. One's the all-time kills leader. The other's the all-time assist leader for your school. And the all-time assist leader gets an ace. Nobody there. Cora Miller dove for it, couldn't quite get there. A lot of dip and a lot of heat. It is now 14-5. Circle in control. Here's Smith again, and it's another ace. Well, when it's going your way, it's going your way, and Crystal Bontrager wants a timeout. Circle in control, 15-5 here in set two. We're back in 30 here on KMTA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Right now, the two seed Thunderbirds of Circle in control against the Holton Wildcats here in set two. 15-5 their lead. T Birds won the first set over the Wildcats 25-19. It's match one for both of these teams. First day of two. It is the pool play around. And out of the timeout, much needed point for the Wildcats as Reagan Smith sending that serve right into the net. Makes it 15-6. Subs in for Holton. They bring back Catherine Etzel, the junior setter. She'll serve. They also bring in Cyphers back in on the front line. The Wildcats need to put a rally together. They need to do it here soon. 15-6 they trail. Corcoran on the back line. Smith will set it up near side. There's the spike, but it's too long. Miss hit by Taylor Russell, and the Wildcats get a consecutive point there. Back-to-back they go. Seven now for them, but trail 15-7. And it will be Etzel again to serve. Sends it across, swinging the right hand through it. Smith front middle. They push it far side. Paul deflected in the air, hits the ground a couple times, and it somehow is deflected back over by Smith, and it drops in front of the Holton front line. Couldn't describe how awkward of a hit that was, and it just skidded over the top of the net and somehow landed for the circle point. 16-7 their lead. Here's Wilson on a spike, and she gets it down. They set it up. Nicely done there by Finley Wilson. Makes it 16-8. A double-up advantage right now for the T-Birds. Here's Ren Dieters back on the floor. She'll take the spot of Sadie Gross. The Wildcats back at state here for the first time in 4 years. Here's Corcoran, left side, took a little off of it, and she did it for a reason, found the opening. It is 17-8 in favor of Circle. We will see defensive specialist and a senior, Jade Phillips. Going to check in here for the Wildcats. Finley Wilson gets a breather. Circle trying to get a ball, and finally, they get one to Lauren Swilly, who's going to serve it here from left to right. 17-8, the circle lead here in set two. Swilly sends it across. Dieters to Miller, slaps it through with the right hand. Nearly got it, but a good dig this time by Haskins on the back line. There's Corcoran. Miller there digs it out. Wildcats control it, push it over on a free ball. Here's Circle. Smith, middle of the floor. Spike attempt in. That one is down. Thought it was long for a second, but this is Gracie Tucker, 5'9 sophomore. They fake it to Corcoran. Tucker's there to bury it, and it's 18-8. T-Birds pulling away here in set two, trying to sweep the Wildcats in the first match. And the Wildcats set it up for Dieters, and somehow it's knocked back over. Well, I said it earlier, when things are just going your way, sometimes it just continues to rattle in that direction. Kind of an awkward hit. Somehow it went over on the right side and stayed in play. Circle getting another point. It's kind of an odd direction on that play. It is 19-8. Wildcats push it to Dieters near side. Her spike too long. 20-8. The Wildcats will play McPherson right after the conclusion of this match. There'll be about 20 minutes between matches. They go back-to-back here before getting an hour break, and then their third matchup tonight against Lewisburg. There's Ren Dieters with a nice kill. Makes it 20-9. The Wildcats have a long way to go to battle back here in set two. Circle won the first set 25-19. It was much more competitive and back and forth throughout. Circle scored 6 of the first 8 here in set two, and they really haven't relinquished any kind of a lead, and there's Corcoran again with the kill. 21-9. Well, Circle finished third last year. They have their all-time assist leader and their all-time kills leader on the floor. This is a team that can certainly compete for a state crown. 21-9. Here's Dieters. Kind of a finesse shot, but Circle was ready for it. Smith sends it to Corcoran's way, taps it across, deflected in the air. Here's Miller for the Wildcats. To the left side, Dieters going right into the net. A couple of times, Dieters has been set up. That one wasn't set up too well. She was kind of fading back and couldn't get it over. 22-9. Circle inching closer to the win. And there's an ace. 23-9. That time it was a 5'5 junior, Hadley Bourne. Bourne again, trying to help put this one away for the T-Birds. Wildcats get it. Left side, Dieters, spike off the top of the net. Seems like the T-Birds, for the most part, are in the right place at the right time. Here's Smith to the backside, Corcoran spike, not much behind it. Good diving effort there by Dieters. Now Miller from the back middle, puts it down and a point. Good job by Cora Miller. Makes it 23-10. Senior Reagan Watkins is back in. She'll get in on the front line. Also Lorna Smith will come in to serve for the Wildcats. And a little bit tougher for him here in set two. Circle leads it 23-10. Corcoran on the dig. Smith taps it across, and she was ready for it. Looked like she wanted to set one up. She tapped it across, and now match point for the T-Birds. 24-10. And the Circle fans are on their feet. Why not the all-time kills leader to serve it and trying to finish it? Sends it across. Miller with the dig. They push it back to Dieters. Now Corcoran on the back line. Second hit to the front of the net. Corcoran spike. Hit high in the air. Wildcats keep it alive. Miller from the back middle. Puts it down right to Corcoran. Here's Smith. Here's the bump. And a battle at the net. Circle gets it back. Now Paul with the spike attempt. That one is hit up in the air by Phillips. Battle at the net. Deflected a couple times. We keep it alive. Now Paul again pushing it across with two hands. Miller now with two hands. Front of the net. Here's Schuster. Spike. Top of the net. And it's sent back across. I thought they thought, both teams thought that that was the point. Well, regardless, now it is. That'll do it. Gracie Tucker will finish it off. And the two-seed Circle Thunderbirds. 25-10 in set two. They sweep Holton in the first match here of the pool play round of the state championship tournament. We'll step aside and recap it when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Trails Cafe is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Try Cafe Q. And come on, you know you want to follow the trail to great food? Come by Trails Cafe, right off Highway 75 in Holton.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Hi, this is Candy at Heart to Home. Please join me on November 4th from 9 to 5 for our holiday open house. There are so many beautiful items that will fill you with inspiration and your home with joy. Mention this ad and receive 10% off any one regular priced ornament. While here, check out the fall items on sale, 25% off. Some exclusions apply. Heart to Home has the perfect gift for every special person in your life. Heart to Home Gifts and Decor, south side of the square in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, real quick, the Holton Wildcats have to get back to it here in about 10 minutes or so against the McPherson Bullpups. It was the Circle Thunderbirds, the T-Birds, the number two seed, a straight set victory here over Holton in the first pool play matchup at the state tournament. It was 25-19 and 25-10 as the first set was back and forth. Holton and the T-Birds, they were going back and forth, back and forth. We were tied early. They alternated about 9-10 straight points. And then Circle, kind of in the middle of the match, went on a nice little run, got up 15-11. That's when Holton called a timeout. Holton came back, got it to within two, and then got it to within 18-17 in that first set. But the T-Birds, after that, would score seven of the last nine to put that first set away. Circle got up early in the second set and did not look back. They scored four of the first five, led 7-3, and then got up 12-4, 15-5 at one point. They scored nine of the last 11. Again, they put it away, 25-19 and 25-10. So now for Holton, McPherson, who won against Lewisburg in their first matchup. You got McPherson at 1-0, and you have Holton at 0-1. So essentially a must-win here for the Wildcats if they want to keep their opportunity alive to potentially play in a semifinal tomorrow. So it's a big one for Holton. We got a little bit of time here between the matches, so we're going to take a break. We'll get a quick check of that weather forecast, and Jake Spaulding will keep you locked into the studio here. But we'll be back in about 6 or 7 minutes or so, and we'll get you set for Holton and McPherson. It'll be match two at the Class 4A State Volleyball Championship Tournament. We're back in a little bit. Just hang with us on the MSC Sports Radio Network.